Live a brand new episode of Backpass X Balestier Khalsa, and this is the so-called the custodians special. And with me on my left, to your right, it's Wayne Chu, our latest signing. Hi, Wayne.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Are you nervous?
A bit.
I can see that. And on my right, to your left, is the undisputed number one this season, and third time lucky. Because the first two times we wanted him on the show, the first time he became a father, so very good, congratulations.
Thank you.
And then the second time the nation called him apparently, but you didn't get called up actually, right? Quite a couple of weeks ago, I guess. Reservist.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get called up.
Yeah. So, false call. And now here he is, Mr. Hairul Shirhan. How are you doing, Hairul?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's this first time we're doing this show and in person, right? The last time you did it was online. Yeah. You're also nervous. You sound a bit nervous as well.
I'm not. It's my natural voice.
Is it? Not really like what I hear on the pitch, though. Okay, guys. We got to dust off the cobwebs, you know, break the ice a bit. You guys know each other for a long time, apparently, right? Let's just talk about, let's just start with how long you know each other.
I think we knew each other back when we were playing for Geylang. I think
2020?
Yeah, 2-3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In the first team?
Yeah, in the first team.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Since you know each other quite well, what's some good habits of Hairul that you can name here? And the same for you. What some good habits of Wayne?
I think Hairul is just someone who is very committed. He never shies away from any challenge. And when you train with him, you can see that you can see his commitment come true. You can see how he turns up for every training session, you know, ready to go. And I think that's one of the traits that I really admire about him.
Okay. And yourself on Wayne?
He's a very hardworking person. He don't complain a lot. He just do his work. He always try to learn from like people like me or anyone senior than him. That's why I think probably that's where he gets into the Young Lions squads and SEA Games squads. I think it's through his hard work since he was at Geylang.
Okay, so another way to break the ice is some of your coaches have got involved. So, of course, head coach Mr. Peter Diru and your goalkeeping coach Yazid Yassin, they've sent some questions to the both of you. And so I'm going to ask their questions to you. First up to Hairul, it is from Coach Peter. Do you think you always get picked last for a game of football tennis at training? That's his question.
Yeah, actually I do, but
why do you think that you get picked last?
Because he thinks I'm not good at it. but I always try my best. Usually it's my partner who's making me lose all the,
okay. Who's all that? The games. Normally who's your partner?
People like maybe Fudel.
90 minutes Fudel.
Probably Roya as well, some Japanese. Sometimes we change every week. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So, the most, anyone that's most consistently your partner or has been the partner most times with you?
I think for now it's Fudel. Because at that time when we were having training at East Coast, we were playing beach volley and then we have a mini competition. And then I think Coach Peter put a price on it, like 150 for the winning team.
Okay.
So me, Fudel, and Shabil won $50 each.
Oh, nice.
And the whole team was like a surprise.
So you're the like underdog team that won this competition, right? Yeah. Okay. Wayne, for you, the question would be, who's your favorite goalkeeper and why?
Local or
anything? All time favorite goalkeeper.
I think
let's just keep it international. I'll ask you about local later.
David De Gea.
Okay. Yeah, and why?
Yeah, because I support Man United, uh-huh. and ever since I started supporting them, he has been their goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really admire the way he plays. Mm-hmm. His attribute as a goalkeeper. And that's why I try to emulate on the pitch as well.
Okay, hopefully he gets a club soon though.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Poor guy's out of club. This now is from your coach Yazid. Okay. How's the feeling of scrapping your expensive glove on the turf? That's for Hyrule. Expensive brand new glove on the turf.
Yeah, I think I only wear it like twice or thrice in training and then I use it for game. I think it's against Albirex at Jurong East.
Mm-hmm.
There was one incident where I was late in going for the ball. But then I sprint to it, but I can't manage to stop in time. So I hold on to the ball, but I have to let go because I'm going out of the penalty box.
Okay.
So I scrape my glove on the turf and then I catch the ball. And then when I kick for a drop kick or throw the ball away, and then I look at my glove and I'm always like, oh.
How expensive was it?
The glove cost about 100, 140, 120.
Wow.
Around there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any particular brand?
All Sport.
Yeah. Okay. Did it have like your initials on it and all that? No customization on it. Okay. But you felt your heart pain.
Yeah.
Your heart ached after that.
Hard work money.
Okay. Question for you, Wayne. How's the transition like coming from Young Lions to Ballester Khalsa?
I think first of all, I think it has been a good time here so far. Everyone has been very welcoming, very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, things are different in the Young Lions compared to Ballester, where you have senior players to push you every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the main things coming from Young Lions to back into the club scene. But so far, I think things have been going quite well.
Okay. And now my question to the both of you, in terms of local goalkeepers, if you can rank them top three local goalkeepers all time, this is all time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All time local goalkeepers, top three. Okay. Who would you have?
I think in my era right now.
Yeah, anything. From your era, people you've watched who no longer play. Who have retired?
Definitely first have to be Hassan.
Okay.
Second got to be Yazid. Back then, when I was with him.
Yeah, he was at Geylang.
Yeah.
At that time, you were already at Geylang?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was my first athlete
season
contract. Yeah, first athlete season. And then my third will be,
could it be Izwan Mahmud?
Probably Izwan. Yeah.
Okay. You didn't watch people like Riza Hassan and all that?
I didn't no. watch, so okay. I didn't know. That's why I was saying right, like, from in my era. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Yourself?
I only started watching local football like
2 years ago.
2019 maybe. 2019, 2018.
Okay.
So
from that time then?
From this era, I think maybe top few will be Hassan. Hassan is just, he's just Superman. He just does everything.
You can put his name as well.
Yeah. You can put his name as well if you want to.
I think second will be Izwan. I had the pleasure of playing against him in the under-21s that day. And you could just see from just his passing that he just basically destroyed us and even got an assist last. So,
oh.
Yeah. Third, maybe Shazwan. Yeah, I think Shazwan, despite his height, despite goalkeepers needing him being, I think he imposes himself very well in the box. Distribution is fantastic. And just really admire him.
Okay. And I hope We've broken the ice enough now. So, Wayne, the question for you I would have to ask is, how did this move come about to Ballistic Khalsa?
I think, first of all, I left the Young Lions because I just OR'd, I think 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay.
So,
Were you in the police or?
I was in the army. Army, yeah.
All right.
So, my contract with the Young Lions was until I OR'd, like my date of OR'd. So after that, I was free to look for a club.
Mm.
So obviously, I considered staying at Young Lions and also looked around at like the clubs and who's willing to
sign you.
Yeah, who's willing to give me an offer and
all right.
want me to come and play for them.
Mm-hmm.
Ballestia is one of the clubs. And I spoke to Mr. Darwin. I spoke to Peter.
Mm.
And I think they were really genuine in their offer. Mm. And looking at the situation with Ballestia with Mukun injured,
mm.
I felt that this was an opportunity for me to, you know, prove myself.
Mm.
And yeah, I think the circumstances just dictated that it was just a good move for me.
Good move for you. Yeah. All right, nice. And also, sticking to you. Yeah, not yet. Relax. For now, yeah, we start with Wayne, right? We start with Wayne. Okay, tell us about your footballing journey. Now, where do you start playing? When do you start playing? How old were you when you were playing? And the teams that you've represented as well?
I started playing football quite late. I started playing with those like sponge balls in primary school.
Okay, you know? Yeah.
I played volleyball in primary school, so okay. I have sort of a bit of hand-eye coordination from then.
Uh-huh.
So when I went to secondary school, I wanted to play football. Mm. And I went to Kentridge Secondary.
Okay.
Which is also where Fudio went coincidentally, and we were playing on the same team.
Mm.
So I kind of started my journey there and just played like school football. After that, after secondary school, I didn't really give much thought to it. Just wanted to go to poly and just study and maybe play football as a CCA. But I think during the January of the year when I was supposed to go to poly, because there was this period and poly starts in April. So there was a trial for Geylang.
Mm.
Geylang under 21 back then. Mm. Yeah. Under 19, sorry. Yes. So I trialed and I got in. And they told me that they didn't have a specific goalkeeper coach for the youth development.
Okay.
So their plan was to just let me train in the SPL side so that at least I have goalkeeper training.
Okay.
And I think from there, I've been with Geylang for... Thing, one, two. Thing, yeah. That's where I met you, Hyrule. Thing, I met Hyrule in my second year there.
Okay.
Yeah. It was me, Zaino, and Hyrule. So, back then, played the youth ranks in Geylang, and eventually,
first team.
due to the under 23 restrictions back then, needing to have 3 players under 23. Coach Noah decided to give me my debut, and yeah, the season after that, got a few more appearances for Geylang. And after that, I went off for NS. So I
didn't. And Young Lions and now here.
Yeah, okay. Young Lions and now here.
You represented school?
I represented my secondary school and my polytechnic, Singapore Poly.
Oh. Yeah, okay. IVP games, right?
We didn't qualify for IVP. We played Polite, yeah.
Oh, right. Polite, okay. And any social teams or what when you were playing when you were in school? Do you play for any social teams?
Not really, just Sunday league, like
yeah,
just with friends.
That's what I meant.
Just a bit here, a bit there.
But, okay.
Yeah.
Nothing consistent.
Nothing consistent.
Okay. So yeah, we've got comments coming in. One of our most ardent watchers and viewers, biggest fan of top fan of Ballistic Khalsa all the way from London, Lingesh Ramasamy says, "Hi guys, sorry I've had a meeting to attend in a while and I may need to miss this live. We'll try to be back in time, but if not, we'll catch the video later after work. I would like to put in some questions. This is one of his favorite questions. What boots?" Okay, let's go one by one. What boots do you guys wear?
For me personally, recently I've been wearing a lot of Asics boots. Before that, you know, the usual big brands, Nike, Adidas. Yeah.
Asics is old school, man. Nice.
I really like the white, the you know, the basic designs of it.
I used to wear Mizuno.
Uh-huh.
And then I think I switched to Nike and Adidas.
Now Adidas.
Yeah.
Sponsored?
No, I'm not sponsored.
Sponsor him. Gloves sponsored?
No.
Okay.
Wayne,
you sponsored?
Yeah. Sponsored by APD, a brand in Thailand.
Okay. Yeah. APD.
Yeah. The letters APD. Yeah.
Nice. And what do you know what it stands for? No.
Thai name.
Okay. Who is the biggest rival on the league? Who's basically means who's your biggest rival in the league?
In terms of,
I believe as in the league itself, which goalkeeper would you say is like your biggest rival? Or I think in this sense, as a goalkeeper, which striker would you say is the one that maybe causes you the most pain? Or
Maxime Lestien.
I think for me. Before I came to Balestier, I played for the Young Lions. I played against Balestier twice. Ruya squad and assisted a lot against me. Yeah.
So, that's Ruya. So, third question is, SPL goalkeepers get lots of backlash. Do we need to up our game? What do you think about that?
Definitely we need to up our game, like not because of the backlash or anything else. It's just for personal development and improvement and where we want to go or what we want to achieve in the future. We have to always keep on our toes and keep up to our game.
Add anything to that?
No, I think I echo his sentiments.
Okay. Right. Most keepers. Small physical structure, this needs to change. Was that a question?
I think height wise, you can see in our league, there are some shorter goalkeepers as well.
Mm.
And I think Shazwan is a very good example recently, getting his national caps for Singapore. And of course, height plays a role in it, but I don't think it's the most important factor.
Like Wayne said, height and physical is a bonus for a keeper to have, But if you know your weakness and you know your strengths in a game, probably you can adapt to the game. I think that's why probably Shazwan is where he is right now.
Yeah, so height doesn't matter. We know, internationally in the history of the game as well, we know goalkeepers who have been short. But have been really good keepers. Number five, more could be done for development. So I think he's asking, could more be done for development in the game in Singapore?
I think definitely more can be done. You just take a look at our youth systems compared to even just our neighbors, Malaysia.
Yep.
You can see that there's a vast difference.
Yeah, indeed.
So definitely steps can be taken, and I feel that currently LCS is moving in the right direction with the way that they have their training centers and stuff. But I think maybe more can be done on the national level. Not saying what, but hopefully something can be done more.
You want to add to that, Hyrule? No? Okay, that's a good answer. Okay, last question from Lingesh Alas is, do you see a route for overseas clubs? I think you mean, do you see a route for yourself to go to overseas?
Yes. My goal is to... I have a goal to play abroad. That's why I'm not saying I'm there, but I'm slowly getting to that goal, hopefully. Yep.
Okay. Moving on to the comments, Sofian Ahmad says, welcome to BKFC, Wayne.
Thank you.
Okay. And now we're going to ask the questions. Question for Wayne now. So how much do you know about how your goalkeeping coach, Yazid Yassin, and know what he's achieved in the game? the legendary status of the appearances he's had, the trophies he's won. How much do you know of him?
I know a little. I can't say I know a lot because I haven't been watching local football that long.
He started playing when Yazid is playing.
I think by the time I started playing, because Yazid retired already. So
now he's coaching you.
Yeah, now he's coaching
me. Yeah. So what have you like learned from him in this? I mean, it's been a short time, I believe. Yes, but you know, what have you learned of him already?
I think he's just very serious when it comes down to training. You know, he demands the most from all the goalkeepers that he works with, not just me and Hairu, even the under 21 goalkeepers. And I think there's a very important value to instill into us, like to just give your 100% and like work for every ball. If let's say you drop a ball, you have to go for it and complete it first before you move on to the next one. Other than that, I wouldn't know much about his accomplishments.
Not yet. Yeah. It's all right. I was just checking you, Hairul. Now the questions for you: How has this season been for you?
I wouldn't say it's a perfect season, but it's been a bumpy ride, I would say.
Are you relishing this opportunity? You've been virtually the first choice goalkeeper since the season started. Like in previous seasons, there were times where you rotated Rudy Khairullah. But this season, you know, you've just been there from first game onwards.
Yep.
So have you relished this opportunity given to you to play regularly?
I think I really it's a golden opportunity for me lah. Even at the start of the season, I was ready to fight for my spot, and I want to play not only play a few games and then change, I was really I really wanted to fight for the number one spot and play consistently throughout the whole season. I think that's what I did. I work hard in the preseason, and then that's where it all started, you know. The tone I set in preseason, I think it carries on into the season
itself. Yeah. Okay. Now some more questions coming. By the way, we have a legend in the house.
Indra Shahdan.
One of Singapore's best ever strikers. Sofian Ahmad is saying, with Yazid in the team, BKFC goalkeepers will definitely be in a safe pair of hands. Gotta agree. Lingesh saying, also, meeting not started yet, okay? Always, in my view, for goalkeeper to be very vocal and a bit of a gangster type personality in this box that will lead to command in the box. You guys feel pressured for that personality? So he says, I believe what he's asking, what he's saying is that he believes goalkeepers got to have this rough, rugged personality, you know, to survive with whatever is coming into the box, and you have to be vocal, you have to be, you know, very demanding of the players in front of you. Is it part of your personality to be like that, or do you have to transform into someone different when you're on the pitch?
I think definitely when it comes to being vocal in the box, I think it's necessary. I think it's something that I myself have to work on. But whether it's like a gangster type, I'm not really that sure, but yeah, I think
it's part of your personality. Or do you feel like, okay, when I'm on the pitch now, I have to really put it in my mind, okay, I'm like soft spoken off pitch, but on the pitch, there's no nonsense from me. Is that?
I would think that I'm more of the soft spoken type of the few. So, but when it comes to like a game, for example, I think that you have to like sometimes shout at your defenders and like make sure that they are switched on and stuff. And yeah, it's something that I've struggled with like since I was, you know, started playing football. I wasn't that vocal. And yeah, hopefully I'll be able to improve on it.
Hairul, yourself? You're pretty soft-spoken now.
No, I'm not soft-spoken. Whatever he's saying there, actually, it's a kind of a reflection of me.
Okay.
I'm a very hot-tempered person. But I get it under control better now. Not that I don't get...
In life or on the pitch? Okay, both. Both. Okay.
Yeah, so...
Don't want to piss him off.
So, yeah. I think I just answered the question.
Okay. The next question comes from your assistant coach. Hyrule and Wayne, both of you are part of SEA Games and youth national team setup. In your opinion, when looking at other nations' goalkeepers, what are the things, attribute that you hope to possess? Interesting question. Very good question, Razif.
Go ahead, Wayne.
I love bullying him. I think when it comes to
what are the attributes and things that you hope to possess when you compare yourself to them?
I think, personally, I think when you see foreign goalkeepers, all of them tend to be like really brave and go in for like 50-50 challenges and stuff. And I think foreign goalkeepers in general, if let's say they come to our league, like you see the Brunei goalkeepers, you see the goalkeepers that come through Albrecht's, like what was the Albrecht goalkeeper's name last year?
Oh, I forget.
Yeah, but
I know the guy. Yeah.
Oh, Koga, I think. Is it Koga?
Yeah.
You just see like the difference in terms of like ability and like the confidence coming from the foreign players, and I think that's something that some of the local goalkeepers could learn from, and just being confident. And if you don't have the technical ability, just try to work towards having the technical ability or like the goalkeeping ability to do your job properly. Yeah.
I don't.
For me, the attributes that I want to master or I want to improve on is more of how do I read the game better, you know. But now, this era, the games are getting faster, and then a lot of through balls, a lot of balls behind the defenders. You have to really, read the game much faster. I think that's really important. And then another attribute is I definitely want to improve more on my techniques. So distribution. I think this is also important. We have a perfect example in Singapore, like Hassan. His technique, his distribution is solid, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. And next question is for you, Hyrule, from Lingesh. Also, Hyrule, whenever the goal goes in or any mistake, you tend to punch in the air. A bit of your trademark. Is it?
Punch the air?
Yeah, I don't know. I've not.
No, I don't think so.
I don't really notice that too. Yeah. Okay. Michael Ling is saying, okay, this is for both of you. AFC Cup qualification at site, well deserved. Thank you very much, Michael. Yeah, hopefully you achieve that. Hyrule, so recently you became a father as well.
Yep.
How's that experience like? So is it helping you in terms of your personality? Because you just mentioned that you're hot-tempered.
Yeah. That's what I'm referring to, actually.
Okay.
Where, when you have a child now, like you tend to...
Teaches you patience.
Yeah, a lot of patience, a lot of... how do I say this? Like you really have to be patient with whatever you are dealing with your child, when he's crying, when he wants me to go, whatever, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, sometimes... I'm not gonna lie, but sometimes I get
angry.
Because
you don't know what to do.
Yeah, and then it's like it's disrupting my sleep, it's disrupting my rest at night. But luckily I got my wife who always cover for me when I have training in the morning or I have a game, you know. Yeah.
And also on that same note, I think after becoming a father, you received a national team call-up as well, quite shortly after.
Yeah.
So tell us about that moment. You know, how do you feel when you got the call-up? Who gave you the call-up? Like, who gave you the news? Who broke the news to you?
I think it was in the morning, or late morning, like about 11 or 12. Right? think Darwin called me and then I picked it up. And then he told me that congrats, you get into the into the team. And then I was like, are you serious? And then I told him, please don't joke around. Of course, this is serious for me. Because I really wanted a call out, you know.
Yeah.
And then he said, no, he's not joking. Yeah. And he was being serious. So I said, then I thank him for telling me the news and stuff like that. And I put on the phone. I ran into the room and, you know, hugged my wife.
Oh, that's so nice. So sweet.
And then... of course, I teared a little. I think
we've always been yearning for this.
Yeah, I've been working hard for this opportunity to come. Yeah.
And then when you go to the training center with the rest of your teammates from all over Singapore, in fact, all the clubs in Singapore, and what's that experience like training with these players, being at games with these guys?
I talk about the keepers first. They are, the way they train is an eye opener for me, especially like Hassan, Shazwan, and even Zafan. When they train, they commit themselves and they really give their 100%. There's no slacking in any kind of ball or any kind of movement that they do. That's an eye opener for me. So how do I say this?
Did they give you any advice?
No. We do talk about it. Not really about football, but we really
about life.
Yeah, no, about training and stuff like that. But the way that they are focused in training, like really,
it's 100% in the match.
Yeah.
On match days, like that. Like
not that mean? I don't put in 100% or I don't focus at 100%, but the 100% is like more than 100%. It's 110%. Especially Hassan. When I see his movement, his catching, his the way how he warm himself up and everything. Actually, it's really an eye opener for me.
And you learn from that. You pick something up from that.
Yeah, definitely. I pick a lot of positive from the training camp and the matches as well. Yeah,
and also nowadays Singapore football is a bit of doldrums, not doing well. Yeah. A lot of criticism. But you've been close with the players. You've been part of the squad and all that. You think criticism is fair? Especially, results aren't going well for the nation. But do you think the criticism is fair or is getting too personal?
It actually depends on what they say. If they talk about how we play the game or whatever, then maybe we players, we can accept the criticism.
Yeah.
But if you criticize about too personal until about the family or whatever, then I think that one is
no.
It's a no for me. Yeah.
Okay. And yourself, how do you deal with criticism that you've received?
I think over the years I've been playing, I've received a lot of criticism. Like, to me, I only listen to 3% who can criticize me or say anything about me. It's myself, coaches I'm working with, and my father. I only listen to these three criticizing me about my game or everything. The rest of it, I won't even...
Like on social media and all, you just completely...
I've read it a lot, I saw.
Yeah, you've read a lot.
Yeah.
But to be fair, so do you agree you've made some mistakes in some games?
Yeah, definitely, I agree. Even before they criticize me, I go home and watch the game. I really criticize myself.
All right.
That's the thing. But this criticism is what defines you as a player or as a person, you know? If you can bounce back the next day, come back to training, work on things that you think you should work on or on your mistakes, I think it speaks for itself.
And like when you make a mistake, do you feel very down about it after that or how?
For sure. Yeah.
Okay, let's just say that you made a mistake, but it's quite early in the game. What's your response like? Because immediately I'm sure you feel down, but do you let your head drop or you know, talk to yourself and say, no, come
early
on.
In the game,
I mean, something early in a game.
That's a mental battle going on in your head, for sure. I think I've been through that before. But to get back on track is to do the simplest thing and the basic things at the back. So from there, your confidence will build up again and again and again and slowly and slowly and slowly. And then I think probably at the end of the game, like 18 minutes, maybe probably your confidence will be high. And that point of time, maybe your team might meet you the most. So that's how you can never like just, oh shit, it's just a bad game. And then you can't shut down.
Yeah.
You have to keep going until the 18 minutes.
Yeah. And also I think on the positive side as well, you've saved some penalties recently, right?
Yes.
You've come close or so, I remember. You've come close to saving. Yeah. Unfortunately, you've had to concede.
Yeah.
So is that something you've been studying? The penalty takers and how they take the penalties and then you know where they're going to place it?
Not really, actually. But the last one, the one I saved against LCS, I knew he was going in the middle, but more to my right side. Because I saw him took a penalty a few games back. LCS against some team, and then I saw this guy taking on the right side. So I was definitely diving on my right side, but the ball wasn't really going on the right side, but in the middle, but more to the on the right side. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there's not much of you've not been studying as intensely and all that.
No, not really.
Okay. So going to matches, like, you know, talk about preparations going into matches as goalkeepers. They always say goalkeepers are a special breed, right? You know, they're somewhat the loners. They like to be left alone. And you've got goalkeepers tend to have this colorful personality as well. What are some of your preparations going into a game? So let's go with Win, because Win's been quiet.
I think for me it's just getting good rest before the game, like the night before. Just eating the right things, fueling up for the game, and then on the way to the game and in the changing room, just about getting into the right headspace for the game. Wanting to do your best, you know, thinking about what you can do to help the team. And just for me, you know, looking at the opponents that you're playing with, and let's say if you're playing against Tampines Rovers, then obviously you gotta be careful of Kyoga's long shots, that kind of things. That's about what I do for my game prep.
Okay. And do you get into jokes with your teammates, or you know, you tell them, no, just let me be, or they don't ever disturb you?
I think for me is I still joke with my teammates like Ben Young Lions and stuff. But I think nowadays with like your phones and stuff, you know, you just put your headphones on and then just scroll through Instagram or whatever, or watch some videos to get you ready for the game, you know. Yeah.
You don't listen to music?
I do. Yeah.
What do you listen to?
Some pop, maybe a bit of rock.
Chinese opera.
A bit of Chinese music as well, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem, man. Rock like modern day rock.
Yeah, like modern day rock. Yeah.
Not my kind, man. Next, Idol, what do you do when you know, going to a game? How you get into the right gate space? Or what do you normally do? Any superstitions as well? Yeah.
Usually, my day starts at, for game day, usually it's about 9:30, 10. That's where I will get my breakfast, coffee. And then after that, I'll do some stretching and rolling. Yep. And then I tend to like take my time doing things, you know. I don't like to
rush.
I don't like to. And at home, I during game day, I don't like to be disturbed by my wife or anybody.
Now
else.
That you have a kid, that kid doesn't know all this, you know.
Yeah, but
how's that?
Usually my wife will take care of the kid or my mate. So usually game day, I don't like to be disturbed at home. So my wife, usually my wife asks me to do this, do that. I tell him, no, you go do yourself. Usually during game day, it's like that. And she knows it. Mm. So I would like to take my time, I would lie down, I would watch videos of keepers like Digia or stuff like that, or save. And then I just head out to the game, get another cup of coffee, take my time, slowly walk, and then go to the stadium. Okay. And then in stadium, usually a little bit of music.
What do you listen to?
R&B, hip hop. Not dangdut, definitely. Yeah, mostly hip hop and R&B. Oh, okay. Yeah, so if I do joke with my teammates, but very little during before game. I tend to be focused on the game more. Mm. Get my head into the game more. Yeah, that's how I prepare. And superstitious, not really. Actually my lunch. It's either chicken rice or pasta. These two only for game.
Okay.
Nothing else.
Clean pasta or what?
Ugly olio.
Okay. Actually, there's a
question on your diet as well. First up, Rising Ballester says, "Hi guys, what made you think about joining BKFC?" Okay, Wayne's already answered that. After this, all this over, you can rewatch it on YouTube. We'll be releasing on Spotify as well, so you can listen to that. Maybe Hyrule, maybe you can just share with him what made you think about joining Ballester Khalsa last season, was it?
Yeah. At point of time, I was looking for a club that I can have more playing time for me to improve and get better. I think that's the only way a goalkeeper can improve, through playing games. Mm. Yeah. So I decided to move to Ballester Khalsa.
Yeah. Okay. That's that. I think, in fact, he answered that question last season. Another Hyrule Shamil says, "Hyrule, most underrated."
That's my brother.
Goalkeeper. Oh, it's your brother. Yeah. You both have the same name.
The front.
The first name.
Yeah, the first name.
That's interesting. What do professional football players like you guys often eat on a daily?
Ooh.
Hyrule, go first.
Never mind, Evan, you go first.
I've been going first too much.
You mentioned chicken rice and pasta.
That's on game day.
Only in game day? On normal days?
To be honest, I don't really...
Watch your diet?
I watch my diet, but I don't really... Not really into watching it. Like
you don't really...
I try to cut fried food and stuff like that. Okay. Yeah, something like that. But I don't really control by it sometimes, yeah.
You don't do calorie counting?
Yeah. That's what I mean, yeah. Okay.
Yourself?
I think similar to Hyrule, just try to avoid all the unhealthy food,
like
your fast food or what have you not, and just try to go for healthier alternatives or foods that will benefit me, like pasta and stuff.
Yeah. Pasta, protein.
Protein,
carbs. Yeah. Okay. So Hyrule Shamil says, "I want to improve on my diet." Nonsense. How will you see?
This guy is nonsense, man. He's 23, I think.
Okay.
24.
He doesn't even know his brother's age.
I think so. Yeah.
You share a close bond with him?
Yeah, we do.
Neither of you are in golf? Golf? Yeah.
My brother is into athletics and basketball.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one, Hyrule Shamil.
Yeah.
Okay. And for those who do not know the link, well, Hyrule's father is one of Singapore's best ever golfers, Mr. Madan Mamat.
Yes.
Right? Yep. So, no pressure on your son now. Father's a professional footballer. Grandfather's a all-time great in golf in Singapore. Rising Bells just say, "Thanks for the comment." Hyrule Shamil says, "Giving me alpha vibes." And your brother's at it again. Good win against your previous club. Yeah, indeed. It was a good win. Let's just talk about that win. You know, it was a bit tumultuous as well during the game. It got a bit feisty and angsty. You guys, both of you were from that club. And more or less, the coaching setup is still the same from the time you were at the club.
Correct.
So what was it like to win against Geylang? Do you feel an extra joy? Or
For me, the extra joy is not because I'm from there or whatever, because we didn't win them twice this year.
Yeah.
So that really...
They've been a bit of a team that's been difficult for us to beat.
It's not difficult, but...
Not difficult, but you just can't win. I don't know why sometimes, you know,
Like Coach Peter said, when we go up against Geylang, our players weren't at their best.
Mm.
Yeah. So okay. Actually, we can beat them, but
yeah,
we weren't at their best. Yes, we didn't turn up for the game, basically, against them for the past two games. Yeah.
Yeah, correct. I would also see this as a game that we can win, we should win. But, you know, if not won it, and yeah, it's a good win in the end.
Yep. Satisfying, man.
Satisfying, yeah, indeed. And moreover, with an important objective in mind as well.
Yeah.
You know, inching ever closer now to that AFC Cup qualification. For yourself, any feelings? You didn't play, I know, but you were on the bench. Any feelings from having watched that game, winning that game?
I think going into the game, everyone knew what was at stake for Balestier and for Geylang.
Yeah.
So, it was just I think for the neutrals, it was just a good game to watch, especially the amount of goals. On the bench itself, you know, the feeling was like positive. Everyone was like ready to go. And I think play against Geylang.
I'd say the aura was something different.
In the team, Balestier was,
You know, playing against familiar faces and stuff. I think it was... I would say I'm happy because I'm currently at Balestier and, you know, moving towards that fourth position. But, you know, looking back and seeing the familiar faces, you can only, like, feel for them. But, yeah, overall, just happy to win.
Okay. And one word on Shukri breaking his duck, scoring a goal. I think that everyone was involved in the celebration.
Actually, Shukri,
we had him here 2 weeks ago.
Shukri have been improving since the start of this year. Like, I've seen it from the start, or even from last year.
Mm.
Like, he's been putting in the work, the extra little effort after training and stuff like that. Well, I really see him improve. And then when he came in, not only for the last game.
He came close to scoring.
You know, in the past few games, he's been really improving himself.
Yeah.
Congrats to him.
Yeah. And the whole thing got involved, except...
He's always like that.
Too far. Zah Saleh is saying, before training, what do you eat? Okay. Wait.
Because now we train in the morning, so it's relatively like maybe like bread or something, before the training starts.
Butter.
With like Nutella.
Nutella.
Yeah.
Class.
Before training. Morning, usually I don't eat, but I just have my coffee.
Train on an empty stomach. Just coffee alone.
Yeah.
No food.
Yeah, so, but in the afternoon, usually it's cups, so it's standards. Usually before training or lunch, we usually eat cups before training. That's what we need energy from. Mm. Yeah.
But you say you don't eat anything.
In the morning.
Yeah, in the morning.
Yeah.
So your training sessions are in the morning.
But I still have the energy because I just wake up from my sleep.
Oh, Fudil says, I think you should do that, Hyrule. I don't know what is he referring to. Maybe you know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Noah Abraham Wong, he's our stadium DJ.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he's the one playing the tunes for you guys when you're at Bishan Stadium. You're doing good keeps. Great shot stopper, concentration, focus, and distributions need to be better. Mark my word, national call up will come soon. He is also a goalkeeper, I must tell you that. Yeah. Sofian Ahmad says legend golfers, or referring to your father. Rising Balestier says Hala Tigers. This is a good question by Rising Balestier. Do Geylang fans made you feel nervous as a goalkeeper?
No,
because you're used to it.
No, like every game, I think all keepers like they are focused on the game rather than, like, we are trained to focus on the game rather than the things outside of us.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about Win.
Win? Yeah.
I think the Ultra Eagles give, like, OTH a very good atmosphere. And AIS, you know, obviously when you're playing, you concentrate on the game, but it's nice to feel the fans chanting, even though it's not for you. Yeah.
Okay. Madhu, your teammate, says, hello, guys. Question for you both. Are there any conversation topics that would make you feel uncomfortable? Okay. This is pretty interesting. He always asks us this kind of interesting, thought-provoking questions.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If I would say it here, it's really uncomfortable. Why would I want to say it here?
Correct?
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Maybe he's just referring to topics.
I don't know. I don't know what he's referring to.
Okay. Wayne, you get the gist of it. You know what was he asking?
I think not really. Yeah.
Not really. Madhu, you might want to ask them privately when you get in training next. Hyrule Shamil says, any updates on Alan Koza's leak? Yeah, the club will give you an update soon.
Yep.
That's what I've heard as well. Hyrule Shamil says, awful tackle. Yeah, indeed it was. It was horrible. Horrible to watch. And poor guy. Wish him a speedy recovery. Godson Prince says, lovely team. I would love to be part of the amazing team. I can't wait to share my experience. Okay. Noah says, Wayne, you have lots of potential. Seen you playing. Keep grinding.
Thank you.
And Madhu says, topics.
What topic, like this guy?
You know, I'll give you an example. Topics can be spirituality, fitness, what else? So, I mean, it can be anything, sports, fashion, this kind of topics that, you know, these are topics. So, anything that you feel uncomfortable to talk about?
No.
He can speak about anything. He can speak about anything, Madhu. Wayne, you can speak about anything?
Yeah,
he can. So yeah, he thinks so too. He can speak about anything. Rising Bastia is saying, how much is the mic you bought for? I do not know. This is the club's one. Madhu, you can... Rising Ballester, you can always, I think, check it out on Challenger or something. You might be able to find this mic. It's called Rode, R-O-D-E. So you can search for it. Wireless mic. Wireless Go. That's what it's called. Madhu says,
this guy.
think, guys, don't just say don't know. Okay, tomorrow I ask you guys how much your salary. Okay, so there you have it. He's just giving you an example of and a topic that you might
maybe
be
uncomfortable. I like to make flirting, Madhu.
Flirting?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, just in time. Hyrule Shamil says, my brother always say I cannot play football. Is there any trials? I want to prove him wrong.
No. There's no trial for you.
Okay. So, let's just wrap it up. We just talk about international goalkeepers now. Earlier, I asked you to rank your top three local goalkeepers. Now, international goalkeepers, top five, I would say, all-time best goalkeepers you've watched.
I think De Gea is obviously up there. He's my favorite. I think goalkeepers like Ederson, I really admire him for his distribution.
Rank them.
Oh, rank them.
Two, three, one, five.
I can't really rank it. Can just like list a few names lah. Ederson for his distribution. Maybe goalkeepers like Buffon for their longevity, and maybe Iker Casillas. He was not the biggest goalkeeper, but definitely, you know, a legend. Yeah. Manuel Neuer as well. Yeah.
Hyrule?
Peter Schmeichel.
Oh.
Van der Sar. Kasilas, istri, right? Yeah. Digia, and who's one more? Edison.
Edison. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, your brother's asking top strikers in Singapore. Oh, okay.
Main top strikers in Singapore.
I think one of the best strikers I've played against is Boris. I think he has everything you need in a striker, you know, the physicality, the aerial dominance, the technical ability, the shooting ability. I think yeah, he's one of the best strikers that I've faced.
I don't.
Best strikers.
Let's go for local strikers now.
I think Noor Amsha. Shahrid Isha. Smart player. Very smart.
Alright. Indra Shahdan. He's not here now, but for me he was one of the best.
Yeah.
Okay. Madhu is back here. Okay, let's go with Noah first. Defending starts from the top, not lies on the back line goalkeeper only, in my opinion. I guess we both agree. Madhu is asking, Lars, what would be an alternate career path for you guys? What would you have been if you didn't play soccer? And what are you going to do after your football career? Okay.
Are we want to go first?
You can hold the mic first.
Alternative career.
What would you have been if you not been a footballer?
For sure, golfer. For sure. I mean, like, I picked it up when I was younger, but then there was a point where my dad asked me to choose between a golf stick and a soccer boots. So I chose the soccer boots. Yep.
Okay. After football, after your football career, have you given much thought to it?
Not really deep thoughts, but probably venture myself into business. I don't know. Like,
what kind of business?
I just never thought of that. Like,
but you would like to do business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because business, if you have the structure and the plan planned out, I think you can make a lot of money. Yeah. So you just need to have a product that or something that you are good at.
A service.
Yeah.
Okay. Win.
Mean like Madhu now doing the Mad Kicks.
Shout out
to Mad Kicks.
Personally, I'm currently waiting for uni. So I'm gonna be studying computer science. Oh. So yeah. If football doesn't work out, you know, that's a path that I might pursue.
It's a hacker path.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Lingesh is back. Okay. Rising Bersia says, hi, Wayne, give me a wave. Nice. Lingesh is saying, also, do you guys do other sports, exercises like swimming, basketball, improves jumping and arm strength? Fun fact, a famous cricket player was a goalkeeper first. Any plans also to try other sports? So yeah, do you guys play other sports or
do other exercises outside of your football training?
Besides golf, I would.
Yeah. Golf.
I like to play badminton.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's a very quick sport. Mm. Quick fix sport. But I always want to try tennis. A lot of people say it's hard, but I don't know if it's hard or not. I tried before, but not really. Like, I just hit just like that, but not really a competitive. Yeah,
yeah. Any of the teammates maybe might already be a tennis player or plays leisurely. If we try asking them,
I don't know.
Coach Peter plays, I don't know. You could try.
Yeah.
Okay. Wayne, yourself?
Personally, I play a bit of volleyball.
Yes, of course. Your background.
Currently not really playing at them already because, you know, a lack of opportunities. But yeah, apart from that, I did taekwondo as a kid.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's where I attribute most of my flexibility to. Yeah.
So Noah is saying Gary Bailey of Man United back in the 80s. Yeah, that's the yeah, I know. I was born in 84, so I wouldn't remember. I know who this goalkeeper is, but I've not watched him play. But he is the goalkeeper that Lingesh is referring to. That was a famous cricket player before he became a goalkeeper. So Sofia Ahmad says Yoya and Roya again. Da da da. Sofia Ahmad says Egma Gonsalves la best striker. Don't think either of you remember him, right?
No.
Linge says, what goalkeeper jersey you will prefer as goalkeeper? He has to be unique, and with the recent backlash with Nike and England women goalkeeper, in light of that, will you like kids to actually be able to purchase that unique jersey of yours? So what kind of jersey color do you like as a goalkeeper?
Black.
I think black, I think, is the easiest to wash.
And but would you like kids to be able to purchase your goalkeeper's jersey? As easily as the outfield players' jerseys are available.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
I think like goalkeeper jersey are not so much rather than player goalkeeper like they don't even look at us or what, yeah.
Yeah, even I think only quite recently you're getting jerseys of goalkeepers, you know, from all the European clubs, or rather the English clubs selling, you know, in clubs. Okay, Shahira Maldan says, do you have any hobbies or interests outside of soccer?
Board games lah. I like to play board games with my siblings. We always like get together and play board games.
How many siblings you have?
I got 5.
Wow.
Including me. Yeah.
And you're like eldest? Are you eldest?
No, I'm second last.
Second last.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you have quite a few that are elder and you three
yeah.
others.
Yeah, three.
Elder.
Yeah.
Yourself, Wayne, you have any hobbies outside of football?
Maybe just like playing games and stuff.
What kind of games?
Like
computer games.
Yeah, computer games.
PS4.
I don't have a PS4. I'm not original. yeah, computer games. Yeah, FIFA. I play FIFA, but on the computer. Yeah.
Okay.
Madhu says, start thinking, my friend. He's going to ask you that tomorrow. Za Saleh says, Wayne, how do you manage to juggle between studies and soccer? What would you say to a young footballer who inspired to be a professional footballer?
I think that's I think that's a very good question in Singapore's context.
Yeah.
Personally, I mean, I haven't started studying yet ever since I joined Balestier, so I can't give you any insight on that now. Mm. But back in Geylang, what I used to do was I would go to school in the morning to like evening. So let's say. You know, in poly, the timetables are very
flexible.
So,
yeah,
but some days, you know, sometimes
you don't need to even
really long
attend
days.
Class.
Yeah, we only attend class. Some days you have really long days. Like let's say,
and some days you only have like 2 hours class.
Yeah, it's like, so I think I was fortunate because back then Geylang's training was from like 7 PM to 9 PM.
Mm.
So yeah, I would study, go for my school in the morning, and then yeah, I would go for trainings at night.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then what would you say to a young footballer who inspires to be a professional player?
I think I would echo what a lot of people are saying and say that like, I don't think you should just give up your studies to be a professional footballer, especially at like such a young age of like 16, unless like you are really, really determined to make it and like you you're gonna basically put all your eggs in one basket and become a professional footballer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all?
Yeah, that's all.
All right. Madhu is like back at it again. I think he won't leave until you answer one of his questions properly. Is there anything about yourself that you really wish you could change? Example, your face. Giving examples so you guys understand the questions.
Like, definitely my physics. I want to be
bulkier.
Taller.
Taller?
Yeah. And then,
how tall are you now?
Only 1.8.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and I want a broad shoulder for like keeper build, basically. Yeah. Not my face, definitely. I like my face.
His wife likes his face also, I'm sure.
I think I wouldn't change much. Maybe I would just work on getting bigger, like going to the gym and stuff. But yeah, I'm just happy with the way I am.
Have you started going to the gym?
Been trying to, but yeah, I mean, we'll see once school starts and stuff, like whether, like, how much time I'll be able to do.
Okay. Next question is very interesting. He might get him into trouble. Hyrule, what's the name of your first school crush?
Wow. Too many idea.
I hope my wife not watching this, man. I think Akila. I think
primary school, secondary school.
Primary school.
Oh, kindergarten.
That's too young, man.
Lingesh is saying, weirdly, just to learn, I'm sure you guys have NS commitments. Is that pressure to perform and get IPPT goals since you guys are SPL players? Yeah.
Is there a pressure that when you go for that you have to get IPPT goal because you're a professional footballer?
Not really, but I think just some of us are even lazy to go for this kind of thing because we are really training every day. Right? You have to go for this kind of but we always just but in the end we still have to do, so we just give our best lah. Gold, silver, bronze, or there's no bronze actually. Oh no, the last time I get silver.
Okay. Yeah. You,
I just OD, so
it doesn't matter. But when you were, I mean, in training, what do you got?
I got gold.
Gold, all right.
Okay. Yeah, inside it's quite easy.
Okay, Lingesh is saying, my own personal view, I don't have anything against him, but I feel the Tanjung Pagar goalkeeper likes to play loads of mind games and is smart in terms of game management. Likewise, any aspects of our local goalkeepers, you guys have noticed that you want to share. Tanjung Pagar goalkeeper.
Who? Kasha.
Which goalkeeper, Lingesh? Do you know anyone that plays a lot of mind games and smart in terms of game management? Would you say that?
One example was Hafiz from Kilang. When they played Brunei, he was playing mind games with the striker, and in the end, he managed to save the penalty. I think he was referring to that.
Okay. Quinn, you want to add to that?
No.
No? Okay. Madhu apparently knows her name as Noor Akila. Could be true. It's a shot in the dark, but he's got it on TI. All right, guys. It's been fun. 1 hour, 8 minutes. On the show, Rising Ballester, I think you've mentioned, remember Sunday, the interview. I might not be there on Sunday, Rising Ballester, but we for sure will have an interview with you whenever we are at a game. So thanks a lot for your support, every one of you. Last words for the fans, guys.
Thank you for...
Remind them when next match is
cool. Thank you for supporting us throughout the whole season up till now. Keep supporting us. Hopefully we can qualify for our AFC and even win the cup. So please come down to our game this Sunday, Bishan Stadium, 5:30 p.m.
All right, so this Sunday, Bishan Stadium, 5:30 p.m. LB Rex, right?
Yeah.
Oof, tough one. Good game. Yeah. Okay, what was it that you like about the Albirex?
I think I feel like it's a challenge.
Challenge,
yeah. Like, in terms of challenge. Top team, yeah.
Oh, brothers, I did. Your brother still at it. He's saying, would you rather be fastest man on earth or best singer?
Fastest man on earth.
Okay. Madhu is saying, you guys may not know Wayne is quite a good singer. Can he close off with a song, please?
No, I cannot. Yeah. Cannot sing. Cannot sing for the life of me.
He say he cannot sing, Madhu. What do you want to say to the fans, Wayne?
Just thank you so much for the support, and hope you guys will keep continuing to support not just Balestier but Singapore in general, like Singapore football in general.
Okay. Alinge says, thanks for the time, guys, and Russ, you were caught on TV with your white shorts. Keep going, guys, and best of efforts from you. Last leg, let's go for it, guys. Okay, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Madhu says, can't sing, damn it, why did we sign him? Can you sing, Madhu?
I think Madhu will be a really good singer.
Might be. So let's see, in the next show when we have you on, I would like to hear from you. Okay, guys, it's me, Ras, signing off. Goodbye.